We have a special guest on the phone, Loggie.
Yes, we definitely do. It was our big 30th birthday on Friday. Mm. Down at Little Creatures. Happy birthday, K-Rock, you know.
Yeah.
Good on ya.
Good party.
Now, it was a great party and there were a lot of people there. Mm-hmm. A lot of people chatting, getting to know one another.
Yeah.
So it was a really good meeting place for those that might be wanting to meet someone.
Sure.
And according to a friend of the show who messaged you, this is what's happened. So there has been a meeting between two people at the party.
Yes.
They've had a chat.
Yeah.
They've liked each other's, you know, business, vibe, whatever. general self.
Yeah.
And then they've parted ways.
Yeah.
Without contact details.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That makes it very hard to then have some sort of other kind of catch up or see that person again, doesn't it?
It does.
So what's happened is this person's friend, Ange, has contacted us here at the station on the socials and said, hey, my friend Joe was talking to someone on Friday night but didn't get those contact details. Can you help us out?
They wanted us to, like, go through the party invite list. Yeah. And we said, well, no, that'll take too long.
Yeah.
Let's just go the easy way.
Yeah.
And just put it on the radio.
So we've got Joe on the line now. Joe, your friend Ange reached out to us and said that you had a lovely night on Friday. So I'm glad to hear that and you met a lovely guy. Thanks for agreeing to talk to us.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Yeah.
I love this, Joe. Thank you for putting yourself out there.
Oh. Yeah.
I know you're very nervous.
I am. I'm pretty lucky. I've got an amazing friend in Ange who listened to me tell her about Friday night.
Yeah.
And she didn't even give me a choice. She just whipped her phone out and messaged you guys and then showed me what she'd done. So, yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. So you had a good time. You met this guy. What was his name?
Matt.
Okay. Easy name. Yeah. Only a few people in this area are named Matt.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Okay. And you guys had a good chat? You hit it off?
Well, I felt like we did. It seemed like that we kind of skipped past the small talk and we had a few common interests. And, you know, it felt like to me there might have been a bit of a connection there.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's beautiful. Did you? How long did you chat for? Was it sort of like you kept meeting over the course of the night, or was it a general sort of long catch up, and then you went your separate ways?
We had a chat for a bit, and then we all went our separate ways, and then we bumped into each other again towards the end of the night and had a bit more of a chat.
Yeah.
And I guess I was feeling a little bit shy.
Yeah.
And I wasn't quite sure how to ask a guy for his number.
Sure.
Maybe a bit old-fashioned. Maybe I thought the guy was supposed to do that. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then I went home and then woke up Saturday morning and I was having a bit of a think in the morning and I was like, wow, I'd really like to see this guy again.
Oh, yeah.
and wasn't really sure what to do, and was talking to Ange, and she kind of took it all out of my hands, and here we are.
Yeah, okay.
I love this so much.
You know, some people put themselves out there and just get a whole heap of fillers stuck in their face and go on the telly, but what you've done is you've reached out in a subtle and private fashion, and then we've taken that and put it in front
of
everyone.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's great. So, and just quickly, a bit of background on you. How long have you been single for?
2.5 years.
Okay. Yeah. Right. And so you're ready to kind of find someone that you want to spend some time with again?
Yeah, I think I am.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
Yeah.
What features about Matt? Is there something that you guys were talking about? Like you mentioned common interest. Was there just maybe one thing so that we can confirm?
There was.
Yeah, what is it?
He showed interest in going to a yoga class with me.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. Interesting. Yeah. Nice.
No, okay. I know that's not really what a lot of guys are probably open to trying.
Yeah.
Maybe he had actually had a few too many beers and he regretted saying that now. That really impressed me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So we're looking for a guy that likes yoga named Matt.
Into yoga.
Well, he hasn't actually done any yet. And he did like say he was a bit nervous about getting to a yoga class. And I did say that if he went, there'd be a lot of really gorgeous women that he could look at during the class, which would be a real bonus.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay, here's what we're going to do, Joe. We're going to just see who came to the party. We're going to see if we can rustle up this Matt for you and see if we can't put you in contact. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Fantastic. All right. Well, you stay on the line. We're going to have a chat during the news, but I reckon we can do this.
This is like the early Valentine's Day gift that we all need. I'm all hooked.
Right. All right, watch this space. Joe and Matt, can we make it happen? Can we facilitate? Find out more.